It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. It's starting to feel like election season, even though the elections for Congress are many months away. This morning, we'll get an update on the campaign.
In a moment, we'll report on how the Tea Party movement plans to raise money. But we'll begin with a man who is not on the ballot, but will be the focus of many campaigns. President Obama holds a town hall meeting in Nevada today.
It's part of a two-day swing through the West on behalf of Democratic Senate candidates in tough races. The Rocky Mountain region was friendly to Democrats in recent years. Now, Democrats are struggling. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
Thank you!
President Obama may have enjoyed a pleasant flashback yesterday as he took the stage in Denver's Fillmore Auditorium. More than 2,000 supporters filled the concert venue's wooden dance floor, and the president said he was thrilled to be back in the Colorado Capitol.
I've got some good memories of Denver, including one just down the road at Mile High Stadium. Some of you may have been there.
It was at the football stadium, in front of a much bigger crowd, that Mr. Obama accepted his party's presidential nomination in the summer of 2008. But 18 months later, that mile-high enthusiasm has lost a little altitude.
The fact of the matter is that this is a tough political environment. I'm not telling anybody anything they don't know.
As a presidential candidate, Mr. Obama won Colorado by 9 points. But his approval rating in the state now is lower than his national average. The White House blames economic concerns. Despite the massive stimulus bill that Mr. Obama signed in Denver a year ago this week, unemployment nationwide is just shy of 10%.
There's still millions of people out there who are struggling, who are trying to figure out how to pay the mortgage. They're seeing their homes underwater. They're worried about whether they can find a job if they've already lost the one that they had. And so, understandably, people are scared. And sometimes when people are scared, politics can get rough.
The president was speaking at a fundraiser for Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, a political newcomer who was appointed to that post a year ago when former Senator Ken Salazar became Interior Secretary. Republicans see a good chance to recapture the Colorado Senate seat in November, along with a seat from nearby Nevada, held by the Democrat Senate leader, Harry Reid.
If things tend to keep going unfavorably nationally for the Democrats, they're going to lose the Rocky Mountain West.
Bob Levy is a political scientist at Colorado College. He says this region is a high-altitude weather vane for the political winds sweeping the country.
The Mountain West has always voted with the entire country. As the country has softened in its support for President Obama, that trend is also hitting the Rocky Mountain West.
And Republicans sense an opening. Colorado's GOP chairman, Dick Wadhams, says this year it's his troops who are fired up and ready to go.
As I travel around the state meeting with Republican audiences, there are huge crowds, enthusiastic, very fired up about the year. Also, you can see from the Tea Party rallies, there's an influx of new people into the process, many of whom are not Republicans. They're unaffiliated voters, even Democrats. And so I think that's indicative of the shift that has occurred in the last year.
Wadham says he never believed in the idea of a permanent realignment in the West, with red states turning reliably blue. He thinks this region is solidly purple and likely to stay that way.
The fact is that these states, especially Colorado, swing back and forth. Colorado is a very dynamic state. We have a lot of people who move in here constantly, and because of that, the political fortunes of both parties go up and down.
Democrats, including Mr. Obama, certainly are not conceding the Mountain West. The president told supporters in Denver last night that as hard as they worked in 2008, they've got to work even harder this year. But Democrats seem to be setting their sights a little lower this time around. One woman at the Bennett fundraiser held a sign with the number 51 on it, as if to say the party that had a 60-vote lock on the Senate just a few weeks ago will now feel fortunate to hold on to a bare majority. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in Las Vegas.